time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment, get your day started out right. And joining us this week, Pastor Gary Wackler from Weston Church of Christ.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, Pastor, we're glad to have you with us, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Well, thanks. It's good to be here. I get this question a lot, and we've been talking about Acts 10. We will the week, but this question is, if I'm good, isn't that enough? And some of you might know that I used to play racquetball. Now that I've become a little more mature, I guess that's the word, I've started playing pickleball. And I was in the Bowling Green Community Center last week and noticed a younger couple, and by younger I mean in their 50s, walking
just
on the
bare children.
Thank you. Yeah.
Walking on the track up above the gym area, and they were looking down and just probably dreaming about the day that they could still play racquetball as well. And when they would be mature enough, of course. But most of the players that play at the community center are better than me, and I hope to get better in someday. Maybe someone might say, "Now he's a good player." When I did play racquetball a few millennia ago, I thought I was a good player until one day in my early 60s, a 75-year-old gave me a lesson in humility. And this is true spiritually. Many people think that they're really good. That is, until they're compared to someone like Mother Teresa or Billy Graham. But you see, no one's good compared to God. In fact, the Bible even tells us about that. There's two clear principles about our condition and really a solution that we have to be counted as good. In Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And then just a few chapters beyond that, Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So how do we receive this free gift? Well, it's through God's grace, by our faith, and by repenting of our sin, and then being baptized, that a person can be saved. But it's never because we are good enough or deserve to be saved. If we look carefully in Acts 10, we might even find some answers to our question. That one is, if I'm good enough, isn't that enough? And finally, before we actually begin this, we must look back at a little context for this story. It's a familiar word, if not emotion, it's the word prejudice. Back of the bus kind of thing. You can't play with us. And what are they doing here kind of attitude? Let's look at God's word in Acts 10, verses 1 through 8, just to get some background. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort. He was a devout man who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people, and prayed continually to God. About the ninth hour, 3 p.m., he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, "Cornelius." And he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send people to Joppa and bring one Simon who is called Peter. He is lodging with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among those tended him. And having related everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. First thing, Cornelius was good, but he wasn't saved. Cornelius was a common name back in the day. It was a name that had been given to as many as 10,000 slaves who had been given their freedom back in 82 BC. And Cornelius was a centurion, which would be kind of similar to a non-com officer in the modern army ranking, and he was in charge of roughly 100 men. Historian says that centurions are required not to be bold and adventurous so much as good leaders, leaders of steady and prudent mind, not prone to take the offensive or start fighting wantonly, but able when overwhelmed and hard-pressed to stand fast and die if necessary at their posts. Well, this was also the description of early Christians. Many would die for their faith. And Christian martyrs do have a special place in heaven, according to the Apostle John. Yet Paul gives the other side when he tells the Corinthian church about love's importance. In that pretty famous verse, he says, "If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned," in other words, into death, "but have not love, I gain nothing." So the question of who would receive eternal life has been posed to Jesus even in the context of prejudice against Samaritans. Luke 10:25 and verse 27 as well. "And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And he answered, Jesus answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. So is love enough? Well, we'll look into that further in the question, am I good enough? Lord willing, tomorrow.
That's a good word, Pastor. Would you go and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Father, we know that we're not good enough by ourselves. We know, Father, that we need your help and your plan of salvation. We pray, Father, that as we go through this life, that we would explain that to people who think that they are good enough on their own, who don't realize that maybe their spiritual house is on fire and someone needs to tell them. I pray, Father, that today we might all, those of us who are Christian, find someone that we can speak a word of truth to and a word of grace to, a word that might save their life if only they would believe in Jesus. And Father, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Gary Wackler joining us from Weston Church of Christ. And Pastor, tell us about Weston Church of Christ.
Well, Weston Church of Christ is getting ready for Weston Family Fun Day.
And folks want to find out more about the church or what you got coming up this weekend, how can they do so?
Best way to do it would be to go on our website, www.westonchurchofchrist.org, or our Facebook page. Either one of those would give some more information. They can certainly call me on my cell. It's 336-280-5311.
There you go. Pastor, thanks so much for being in this morning.
You're welcome.